Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Pub Trivia Experience. My name is Chris, and we are gathered here tonight for a little movie mayhem. I really don't know how this is going to go, but I'm gathered here with two of my favorite people and Mike. I'll let you decide which one. But we are going to play some movie trivia adjacent type of game. This is going to be fun, but this is one of the few games we've had that's actually hosted by one of our Patreon supporters. I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Mr. Mike Turner. Mike, tell our listeners and tell us how this game is going to go.
Gentlemen, welcome. This is going to be a fun evening. So what I have before me is something called the Movie Game. It is it was created by the fine folk at Valley Folk. I can take no credit for creating this. They ran a Kickstarter sometime, I believe it was 2 years ago, around this Christmas time. And I was a big fan of their YouTube work. They have a lot of videos if you want to go check them out after the show. They run a lot of these games there, and it's a lot of fun. Basically, what we're going to do is I have a whole bunch of cards, as seen here, that have two movie plots, two movie descriptions. And your job is to mash up the titles into one portmanteau title. And we will start with a... I'll give you an example. How about that? We're not going to do that one because that was weird. Okay. But this one. Okay, so if I were to tell you that the Earth is suddenly plunged into a new ice age and struggling big rigger Lincoln Hawk and his bulging biceps arm wrestle their way to a better future in Las Vegas, what would you say the first movie is? The Earth is suddenly plunged into a new ice age.
That's 2012? The day after tomorrow.
Or, oh, the day after tomorrow, yeah.
It would be my guess.
Not because the second one's... The second one's Over the Top.
Okay. So take The Day After Tomorrow and Over the Top and smush them together.
The Day After Tomorrow Over the Top.
That's what we're looking for.
Oh, I was trying to think of a movie that began with Tomorrow.
It was Tomorrow. So was I.
I was like, I was expecting you to go like, you know, Tomorrow Never Dies or something like that.
No. Often it will be just vowels coinciding into one next word.
Okay. Rock and roll.
I love it.
Okay.
Well, before we get into the game, Turner, let's go ahead. Let's crack some drinks. Let's start off in the Chicagoland area. Jeremy, my friend. How are you doing? What are you drinking?
I think your mic locked up there for a second.
Nope, mic just locked up there for a second.
I'm doing well. We're in the busy season at work, so I'm a little bit like trying to wake up here a little, you know, the end of the day. But I picked up some Christmas ale on the way home because I figured, it is the season. And this is from Obscurity Brewing. I don't know where they're from because it doesn't actually say on the label. But this is called their Santa Puppet Party. So we're going to see. I don't even know what type of beer it is. That is good. Oh, it says Napa? Napa. NEIPA.
It's a New England style.
I mean, New England IPA. Like, it's just like, it's like at the bottom of the can here. I'm like, what is that? Yeah, no, they didn't, there's no spaces or anything. It's just NEIPA, like one there. Like,
I thought he was mispronouncing Napa. Wake up.
I thought so too. I'm like, there are some breweries in Napa Valley, so maybe.
Oh, never mind. They're actually pretty local. They're in Elburn, Illinois. I found that. It's just they have like some social medias like at the very, very bottom of the label, really tiny.
It's a great place to have all your advertising, right at the very bottom where no one looks, in the smallest print possible.
I didn't see it earlier. I was scanning the label. I'm like, I didn't see it. But now like I'm like looking. It's like right next to the alcohol by volume, which is not very big, but that's okay. 6% APV.
It's not terrible.
Anyway, I need to wake up and this will help.
There we go. We're going to head out to Fayetteville. My gosh, why? Every single time. Huntsville, Alabama. Mike Mott, my friend, how are you doing? What are you drinking?
You know, Tim generally wears no sleeves, and I wear mucho sleeves. So I think it's just you're getting everything backwards.
Mike Mucho Sleeve Mott. There you go.
So the exact somehow opposite of our friend from Fayetteville.
Yes. Yeah.
Side note, somehow at work today, I was compared to Mongo from Blazing Saddles.
Oh.
Yeah. So at which point I immediately said, Mott is pawn in Game of Life. But it's been a bit of a weird night, but I'm happy to be here and I am happy to be cracking open this beer, although slightly disappointed because it being 32 degrees outside, I was really hoping that I had a nice stout waiting for me. But I must have drank all my stouts earlier when it was cold because all I've got left are IPAs, but I'm not going to complain too much because I had a double. This is a double IPA. It's called Sound of Your Own Wheels. It is from New Realm Brewing Company in collaboration with Zilicoa Beer Company. New Realm, at least, is out of Atlanta. I don't know about... Oh, Zilicoa is Woodfin, North Carolina. So there's another North Carolina connection there. So let's pop this puppy open. That is very good. That's going to hit the spot. That's very nice. I enjoy that a lot.
Well, my turn.
Yes.
So this beer is from Belgium. It is from a brewery called St. Bernardus, which I think most of us have probably heard of at some point or another. This will be a little clue as to when we're recording this episode, even though it probably won't launch until I think February.
But Christmas.
This is the St. Bernardus Christmas Ale.
Yep. As soon as you said it, I knew it.
it's imported by a company over in Jupiter, Florida, and then kind of brought over here. This little bottle, by the way, this little tiny ass little 11.2 ounce bottle was $9.
Oh, yeah.
So this better be good.
You've never had St. Bernardus Christmas Ale before?
No. Let's see.
Cheers.
Not going to lie, when he said it's from Belgium, I thought he was going to say, actually, New Belgium, like the brewing company.
Right.
Okay, there's a little malt profile on there. I like a little spice at the end. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is going to be a good night. And I got a second beer next to me because y'all know I drink fast. So, everybody. Turner, back to you. How you doing? What are you drinking? And then bring us right into the game.
I'm just drinking water because it's a school night and I have to wrap Christmas presents after this is over. Further dating this episode as to when we are recording.
I should start shopping at some point.
Yeah, me too.
You might want to do that. I'll tell the end pager right on it. But okay, gentlemen, how this is going to work. So what I will do is I will read the two plot descriptions. If you know it straight away, go ahead and tell me that you're locked in. And then I know that we will wait for your answer. And if someone needs a clue or two, I can provide that, but you will not get the full points. 3 full points if you get it straight away. 2 if you need 1 clue. 1 if you need 2 clues. Also, there are advantages. If you are the first to lock in and you get it correctly, you can choose which deck we use. I have a deck with 2 movie plots. I have a deck with a video game and a movie plot. I have a deck with a TV and a movie plot. So be thinking about that. And if you are the first to lock in correctly and get it right, I will give you the opportunity for 2 bonus points by naming the year in which each movie or TV show was first released. Is everyone clear?
Oh, Crystal. Yeah.
All right.
Roger, roger.
Let's get going. We will start with a movie card. First one. A very sexy alien prowls the streets of Scotland in a white van like a perv, up until all the corn gets sick and she travels light years away to find endangered humans a new earth. I started with a tough one.
Can you repeat it? At least the second part?
Yes.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yes. Okay. A sexy alien prowls the streets of Scotland in a white van, like a perv, up until all the corn gets sick and she travels light years away to find endangered humans a new earth.
I'll lock in.
All right. Mott is locked in.
Yeah, I'm going to need a hint.
I think I can lock in.
All right. Jeremy will lock in. Chris, would you like hint 1 or hint 2?
Hint 1, please.
Hint 1. Alternate title is Beneath the Epidermis.
Okay, I can lock in.
Okay. Mont, you were the first to lock in. What do you think the answer is?
Well, hint one made me feel a lot better about, because I could not remember the name of that Scarlett Johansson movie that I never saw that sounded a heck of a lot like Species. But I was pretty sure it was Under the Skin, Terstellar.
Okay. Jeremy?
Yeah, no, I had the same thing. My problem was the second part. Like, I knew it was the Matthew McConaughey movie and, like, Christopher Nolan. And I'm like, what the hell is the name of that movie? And I've seen it a bunch of times. And my brain just shut off. But I knew Under the Skin right away, which was really weird. And I'm like, what starts with skin? I did that thing I did earlier. And I'm like, oh, Interstellar. It finally clicked. I'm like, that's Under the Skin, Interstellar.
And Chris.
Yeah, I have never heard of Under the Skin. I'll have to go watch it. But Interstellar, I got pretty quickly. The hint was helpful and it saved me a point. So, yay.
There you go. We are looking for Under the Skin, Interstellar. So we will be awarding Mike 3 points. We will be awarding Jeremy 3 points. We will be awarding Chris 2 points. However, Mike, you get bonus opportunity. Can you give me the release year for Under the Skin?
Under the Skin, it was early 2010s. I feel like I'm going to say 2013.
Correct.
Okay.
Damn.
Can you give me the release date for Interstellar?
Interstellar, I was thinking was 2015.
I'm afraid you're one off there. It's 2014. But dang, you will be receiving one bonus point. Gives us a score of 4-3-2. And Mr. Mont, you get to pick. Do you want movie? Do you want TV movie? Do you want video game movie?
I'm going to stick with movie.
Fantastic. Question 2. The cast of Pineapple Express tries to survive events that may have been depicted in the Book of Revelations. So one of them may complete their battle room training and obliterate the buggers.
Locked.
Chris, locked. Locked. Mott is locked.
Oh, I'm going to kick myself here. I'm doing the same thing where I know the first one.
Right.
Can you repeat the second part of the clue?
I sure can. So one of them may complete their battle room training and obliterate the buggers.
Oh, God, it clicked. Okay. One of my favorite books, even though the author's a piece of trash. Okay.
All right. So we will.
I'm ready.
All right. We will start with Chris since he was the first to lock in.
This is the Ender's Game.
All right. It's Mott.
I got wrapped around the wrong thing. I was thinking the wrong movie and I had it in my head and I didn't listen to the end. And when you reread it for Jeremy, I realized I said the wrong thing. But I locked in with This is the End of Days and I know it's wrong.
Oh, no. Jeremy.
Schwarzenegger.
Yep. He said something about Revelation or something like that, and it got me on that train. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I picked up on This at the End right away, and I don't know why the buggers didn't click, but yeah, this is the Ender's Game.
Fantastic. We will be awarding Chris 5 points. We will be awarding, not 5 points, 3 points, taking you to 5. We will be awarding Jeremy 3 points, taking him to 6. Mott, I'm afraid, no points on that one. But Chris, time Ender's for Game's your...
a book, not a movie.
It's time for your bonus. Tell me the release year for This is the End.
I feel like both of these came out around the same time. So This is the End. It's after the Harry Potter run of Emma Watson. I'm thinking it's got to be like 2012, 2013. It can't be 2014, can it? It can't be that late. I'm going to say 2013.
Correct.
Nice.
And release year for Ender's Game.
I honestly feel like they came out around the same time, 2012, 2013. So when did Hunger Games come out? I'm not going to get there from there. This is after the young adult kind of explosion. I'll say 2014.
Oh, you should have stuck with your guns. It was 2013 as well.
Son of a bitch.
All right.
So that leaves us with the score of Chris and Jeremy tied at 6, Mike at 4. But Chris, pick where we're going.
Movie.
All right. Question 3. A bushwhacking Aussie navigates the cultural intricacies of New York City whilst a big-ass space rock threatens Earth with an extinction-level event.
Locked in.
Chris is locked in. Mott's locked in.
Dang it, Chris.
I'm having a lot of trouble with the second one here.
I can read again if you need.
Oh, no, I'm locked in.
Okay.
Damn it.
You're fine. Sometimes it takes a while to get the brain going. Chris, what do we got?
Crocodile Dundee Impact.
Mott.
Yeah, I was trying to think of something that started with an E sound instead of the D sound. And as soon as I got there, yeah, Crocodile Dundee Impact.
And Jeremy.
Yeah, it's not Crocodile Dundee Armageddon. It's Crocodile Dundee Impact. That's where my head was like, that's Armageddon. Oh, right. The other one that came out like a month apart the or something like
one.
That.
The yeah. good one.
They
well
were
done. And Chris is correct. Deep Impact is the preferable over Armageddon because fuck Aerosmith. True,
but still.
All right. So that gives us Chris's bonus opportunities. Crocodile Dundee. What year?
So I feel like that's on our 80s movie bracket that we're doing over on Bruzy Bracketology that we're now back in the recording studio. They're coming back out again. Boop, boop. I just scheduled the Drama and Prestige episodes 1 and 2 today. So by the time this episode comes out on PTE, that episode would have come out back in December on Boozy, but I don't know. It feels like really late 80s, so I'm going to guess 89.
I'm afraid we're looking for 1986.
Oh, wow. It's young. Okay.
And
Deep Impact. I actually thought it was even earlier
than that. Deep Impact, I think Jeremy's right. I think it's the same year as Armageddon. And I'm pretty sure that came out in 98.
That is correct. You will get to one good bonus job. Point. That takes us to Chris takes a small lead over Jeremy, 10 to 9 to 7. All right, Chris, where are we going?
Movie.
Will do. All right.
Movie.
Okay. I get to break out the singing chops for this one.
Oh, yeah.
Now this is a story all about how a virus turned life upside down and vampire-like creatures are everywhere and the devil fights Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Locked in.
Mott is locked in.
No, that was Jeremy.
That was Jeremy.
Oh, Jeremy? Okay. Jeremy is locked in.
I'm going to be so mad if this is correct. I'm locked in.
I need to hear it again, if for no really? Other reason than I want to hear your rapping skills.
Fantastic. Now this is a story all about how a virus turned life upside down and vampire-like creatures are everywhere and the devil fights Arnie Schwarzenegger.
Okay. Sorry. I knew I could get it. I am locked in.
All right. Jeremy, kick us off.
I'm like, okay, I am legend. Arnold Schwarzenegger and the devil. End of days. I am legend of days.
Mott.
I'm so mad because I was sitting there like, there's no way End of Days is actually featuring after I fucked it up earlier. Is there? There sure is. I am legend of days. Damn it.
And Chris.
I am legend of days.
Fantastic. All competitors get the full 3 points. Oh, God. But you know where that leads us. Jeremy's first attempt at bonus points. Tell me, Jeremy, I am legend. What year?
In my head, I've got between 2007 and 2012. I don't know why, and I'm going to go with 2007.
Correct for one point. Job. And End of Days.
And End of Days, I know, I'm pretty sure I know hands down because it came out my freshman year of high school. That was 99.
Oh, full yep. points.
Well done.
Nicely done.
Jeremy takes a lead 14 to 13 to 10. And Jeremy tells me where we're going next.
Let's throw a video game one in there.
Hey, I was hoping someone would be brave.
Well, Mike, it's been a good game.
Yep. Mark me down for a zero.
You never
Unless
know.
It's a video You're game never... that came out before 1994 or so.
No, I think you can get this. This is fun. In what some consider the greatest multiplayer shooter of all time, 007 and his firefighter buddy pretend to be gay in an attempt to buck the system.
Locked in.
Locked in.
All right. Mott and Chris are locked in.
Ha, ha, just clicked. Locked in.
Fantastic. Mott, you are so scared. What do you think it is?
I locked in with Golden. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
And Chris.
Ditto.
All right. And Jeremy.
Yeah, immediately on to GoldenEye, and I'm like, okay, what starts with I? Like, thinking EYE. The second movie is going to be the hardest part of it. This is what I have with any before and after. I love them, but it takes me a minute because I got to think about it. You're but right. Yeah, GoldenEye, I'll pronounce you Chuck and Larry. Like,
fantastic.
That is great. Oh, that's great.
That is good.
All right. So, Mr. Mott's bonus attempts. When was the video game GoldenEye? I'm sorry. Actually, they are looking for the year that the movie GoldenEye was released because that is not true.
I was going to say
the same year.
Well, it might have been. The video game, I thought, was a little later. I don't remember people playing it until I was in high school, but right. I'm almost positive that the movie came out. Well, I would have been in high school there, too. I think the movie came out in 95.
That is correct. Okay, so maybe I'm wrong. In
the N64 then the game came out in 96 or 97.
I was thinking the game was a little later,
The N64 launched in 96, so.
I think you're right, yep. So they're definitely looking for the movie. Okay, so that is one bonus point, and I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. What year?
I actually saw that movie in theaters, so I'm trying to remember exactly. I mean, I know I was living in Florida. 2010 is what stuck in my head, so that's what I'm going to say.
I'm afraid it's a little earlier, 2007.
Oh, wow. Okay, that much earlier. All right.
All right, but Mr. Mott takes control of the deck and tells me where to go.
You know what? We haven't done TV and movie yet, so let's go there.
All right. Fantastic. TV installation dude gets intrusive and creepy trying to force friendship upon a wacky redheaded housewife and her Cuban husband.
Got it. Locked in.
Chris is locked in.
Matt's locked in.
Dang it, Chris. You're just a little quicker on the draw on these.
Oh, locked in. God.
Jeremy's locked in. Chris, what do we got?
Cable Guy Love Lucy.
Matt.
I locked in with the Cable Guy Love Lucy. And I think Chris doesn't get credit.
Yeah, they got it. It's the Cable Guy Love Lucy. I was thinking the TV show was first.
Same.
I should clarify that's on me.
I'm like, Cable Guy, but that's not a movie. Mm-hmm. That's a movie.
Yeah.
Don't take this away from me.
No, and it probably goes both ways. I think it's more fun if you don't know which is which.
That's true.
Gotta work it out a little bit. Okay. Exactly. So all will be receiving 3 points, but here come Chris's bonus attempts. The movie The Cable Guy. What year?
So that's after Jim Carrey kind of had his silly fun. I think it was like 94. He had all three movies at number one. I'm going to guess The Cable Guy was 96.
Correct. For a point. And now the fun one. I Love Lucy's debut year.
So I was obsessed with I Love Lucy on Nick at Night when I was a kid. Like, Nick at Night was my jam. Like, 100% my jam.
But you know, we're looking for its debut, like originally, not its Nick at Night. Debut, right.
So it's not 1993.
Right.
No. God, it's still black and white.
mm-hmm.
1953.
Oh, you're devastatingly close. It's 1951.
Yep.
Okay.
Nicely done, though.
But that will push us into a tie with Chris and Jeremy at 20. Mike still hanging in there at 17. And Chris tells me where to go next.
Hell. Let's go to movie.
All right.
I thought he was telling you to go to hell.
Yeah. Well, I'm done.
It did. Really, you really did. Wow. Okay. That's a stretch. We'll see. A wrestling-loving boy with Down syndrome flees his care facility on a backcountry aquatic road trip to avoid catching the nasty bug that was birthed deep inside Gwyneth Paltrow's goopy insides. Yeah, all your faces are is mine as well.
Can you read the first part of that again?
I certainly can. A wrestling-loving boy with Down syndrome flees his care facility on a backcountry aquatic road trip. Remember, all you guys are very good at this, but you can seek hints if you need.
No, because I know both of them. I just can't think of what their titles are.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Chris knows the first one. I'm impressed. I have no clue what movie that's referring to.
The hell's the name of that second one?
it reused her head from Seven.
Yeah.
That's the main thing I know about it. Never saw it.
What's in the box?
Read the second one again.
Sure. To avoid catching the nasty bug that was birthed deep inside Gwyneth Paltrow's goopy insides.
Props on the goop reference, though. That's hilarious.
Ha! Yep. I didn't even catch that.
These guys are good writers.
That's awesome.
The I Love Lucy theme song stuck in my head.
So do I. Oh, my God. And that's why I hummed it earlier. I was trying to bring you down with me. So, yeah.
Is this where we all bow and ask for a hint? Like, yeah. I think I've got one of them, but I did.
I definitely know the second one, but I just don't have a clue on the first one.
Okay.
See, I know the first one. I can't think what the second one's called.
Okay. So, all right, let's go in order. Chris, you want hint one or hint two?
I would like hint two.
Okay. Jeremy, would you like hint one or hint two?
I want to hint to the first one.
And Mott, you want the first one?
Yeah.
Okay. So hint number two, just for Chris. Feels like a documentary after these COVID times.
Yeah, I knew all that. What's the name of the movie? That's the problem
is the hints aren't going to get me closer to the title. Yeah, that's it.
And for Jeremy hold on. And Mike.
Isn't that?
He's working on that. hint one for Jeremy and Mott while Chris is thinking. The alternate title, The Creamy Brown Spread Bird of Prey.
Locked in.
All right. Jeremy gets there with the hint.
I've got a tap. I actually got the second one. I actually don't know what the first one is now because it did not match what I had.
Okay.
The Creamy Brown Spread Bird of Prey is the alternate title.
That's correct.
Oh, Falcon. That's okay. So what the hell? But I'm still stuck on the creamy brown spread.
Damn it!
Peanut butter Chris Falcon? Nutella Falcon? I'm gonna have to tap two. I don't have the name of the first one. The second one was right, was instant, but I think it must be something Falcon. I'm wondering if I just don't know the movie or have never heard of it.
And Jeremy, would you like to tell Mr. Mott how dangerously close he was to the correct answer?
Yeah, it's Peanut Butter Falcon-tagen.
That's what we're looking for.
Wow, I guess I should have just locked in with it. I've never seen it. I've never heard of that movie.
Heard of it? I've never seen it. But when he said the creamy brown spread bird of prey, I'd like, okay. Because I know we're looking for something contagion.
Right.
So here's where I got stuck is I had the wrong bird movie. I had Eddie the Eagle, but it's 100% Peanut Butter Falcon.
All right. So
legitimately never heard of that movie. I'm very curious to hear what year it came out, Jeremy.
I believe it stars Shia LaBeouf. If I'm not mistaken, you have to get him out the jump, right?
So he doesn't even.
Oh, that's right. You got to lock in order to get the bonus points. That's right.
That is correct. So
yeah, I don't know. I would guess like 2016 or so. I mean, yeah. I know Peanut it Butter? Was late 2010s.
Peanut Butter Falcon was very late. It was 2019.
Yeah, that was right before COVID.
That explains why. Yeah, 2019, basically 2017 to 2020 is pretty blurry.
Yep.
Really, 2021,
pretty much.
Yep.
And then Contagion is 2011.
All right. That one I knew.
Yeah.
I was not looking forward to that 2020 sequel, by the way.
No. No one was.
All right. So with that, Jeremy takes a little bit of a lead. 22.
I'm so mad 20, I didn't just block that yeah, in anyway.
It was, I, dude, my face was like. Jeremy, tell me where we're going.
Oh, we're going back to video games because it scares everybody.
Fantastic.
Oh, you know that anyway.
Okay, for this one, I will tell you I'm looking for a movie first, then the video game. James Bond sets up traps, Home Alone style, in his childhood house where he's now a vault dweller fending off post-apocalyptic mutants.
Locked in.
Can you repeat that again?
I sure can. James Bond sets up traps, Home Alone style, in his childhood house where he's now a vault dweller fending off post-apocalyptic mutants.
I'll lock in.
Yeah, I'll lock in.
Okay, everyone's locked in. Jeremy answered first. What do you got?
I'm going to assume that James Bond was pointing to Skyfall because I know the other one is Fallout, so Skyfall out.
Mott?
Yeah, I should have locked in sooner, but I was like, I think there's a video game called Fallout. I don't know anything about it. When you repeated it and said Vault, it kind of solidified it. The Fallout would make sense. You're in a Vault. I knew Skyfall in you right away, so Skyfall out.
And Chris?
Yep, Skyfall was an instigate. Fallout, I've heard of, never played it because I don't have time for video games.
Skyfall
out.
You don't make time for video games. It's different.
I don't. I make time to podcast because I am over 40 white male.
3 points all across the board. Excellent done. It is Skyfall out. Jeremy, the movie Skyfall, what year?
I believe Skyfall was 2012.
Damn it.
Correct for a point.
It was that long ago?
Yes, it was.
And the original Fallout video game.
This is where I'm going to kick myself because I should know this. I had it. I played it when it came out. I know it was the late 90s. I was in either 7th or 8th grade. And I know for a fact in 7th grade is when Pokemon came out, which was 97. So I'm going to say 98 and say I played it in 8th grade.
Oh, I'm afraid not. It was 97.
Damn it.
But you do get the one extra bonus point. Putting you at 26. Chris has 23. Mike has 20. Everyone's still in it. Jeremy, what do we want to do?
Let's do one more video game.
You're a mean one. Mr. Goodson.
Actually, I'm torn between TV, too, because I think it's fun. Like, movie, we get a lot in, like, mashups. And, like, I want to explore some of these other ones.
I would be very surprised if this is not an instant get. So let's see.
You overestimate me, sir.
He ain't Donald and he ain't Daffy, but he is from another planet and he needs to get back to it before a Nintendo zapper shoots him out of the sky.
Locked in.
Repeat again.
Sure. He ain't Donald and he ain't Daffy, but he is from another planet. And he needs to get back to it.
Oh, fuck.
Before Nintendo Zapper shoots him out of the sky.
God damn it. Howard the Duck Hunt.
Chris?
Don't call me that.
I'm assuming, Chris, that's what you went with?
It is Howard the Duck Hunt, yeah.
And Jeremy.
Yeah, Howard the Duck Hunt.
I was
very good. Very.
I was
good.
In like Space Jam. You started on the, like, I was in Space Jam territory, right. And that's when I got, like, damn it.
That's fine. That's three across the board for all competitors. Chris, bonus time. Howard the Duck, what year?
Oh, Leah Thompson, what year did you steal my heart? 1995 is right after Christina Ricci. Howard the Duck is mid-80s. I'm going to guess it's 86.
Correct.
Nailed it. Yep. Good job. I watched that a lot in Japan.
The original Duck Hunt release date.
Let's see here. This might help you, Chris. U.S. or Japanese release?
That's where I was asking. That's what I was wondering. I didn't know if it was released in Japan first or not. I assumed it was.
It was.
It was 1 year earlier. That's all I'm saying without giving away a year.
Okay.
Okay. I had the original Duck Hunt on NES. We had it when we went up to Connecticut, so... My grandfather died in 92. And I remember there being an issue. No, that was just the original Mario Brothers. But I thought the first game we had was the Mario Brothers, Duck Hunt, and Track game all in one.
Oh, you had with the pad too, the ring pad?
I didn't have the pad one. I just had the Mario Brothers Duck Hunt.
No, we had the three because we had the track pad, which was actually in my parents' house until like a couple years ago. I'm going to guess grandfather died in 92. Before that, I'm gonna say 1989.
Oh, I'm afraid not. We're looking for the year 1984.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's 84 or 85.
The Japanese release because 85 right. It launched with the NES in the US.
Okay,
that's okay though. It gives Chris one extra bonus point, so taking him 2 points.
I love how you guys let me vamp till I give you a way wrong answer. Thank you for that.
No problem. Anytime.
And if I can take a second to plug, I'm currently going through the entire Nintendo NES encyclopedia written by a man named Chris Scullion over in England. He's done a whole set on the NES, the Super NES, the Nintendo 64, the Sega Genesis, and his current one this year is the Dreamcast. He's working his way through every system, every game. They are phenomenal reads. They're very fun. They're not just like informative. So I highly recommend.
Call me when he gets to the best system ever made, the GameCube.
Okay, Chris, I'm assuming you want to go away from video games.
Yeah, we're going to go to TV movies, but I have a beer to crack first because I want to.
Fantastic.
From the Spotsil Brewery in somewhere in Texas. This is the regular old Shiner Bock. I'm a big Bock fan. It's one of my favorite beers. It's wonderful.
I love Shiner Bock.
Suck that Bock down, Bock sucker.
All right, here we go.
Almost got the spit take.
Hey. That's what she said.
I wasn't going there. A poker-loving Braveheart navigates the Wild West when he's not jumping through space and time with his mad genius, burp-tastic boozehound of a grandfather.
Locked in.
Lots in?
Locked in. I forgot it was TV.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I need that again. I was thinking of movie.
Yep.
You chose the category. A poker-loving Braveheart navigates the Wild West when he's not jumping through space and time with his mad genius, burp-tastic boozehound of a grandfather.
Poker-loving boozehound. I've got the second one. The first one's got to be a movie then. Mm-hmm. One more time with that.
Sure.
The first half.
A poker-loving Braveheart navigates the Wild West.
It's a great movie, too.
I haven't seen it in years.
I haven't either. Watch it again. I actually have it on DVD, though, I think.
Nice.
I'm going to need a hint on the first one. I can't get there.
I'm actually glad you asked for it, because this is very clever. Hint number one. Gibson fosters some gambling love.
And I'm not going to add that yet. I don't want to give him another hint.
Oh, Mel Gibson Western? That's not Mad Max?
I wouldn't call Mad Max a Western.
It's Western-ish. It's a
futuristic Western.
Yeah.
It's dystopian.
Post-apocalyptic.
Chris, since you don't know it off that hint, I'll also say that it could have just as easily said that he garners the same thing.
Aha!
I don't know. A Gibson Western?
I 100% had the soundtrack to this movie.
Oh, gosh.
Because I was big in the country then.
Palin's me to see you struggling.
No, you don't.
I hate to do it, but I got to bow out. I don't know.
Okay. Could just take a guess. Worst case scenario, you get it wrong.
If I had guessed last time, I'd be a lot better off.
Yeah, the last one's Rick and Morty. So what movie?
Mad Rick. Instead of Mad Max, Mad Rick.
There you go.
Beyond Thunderdrick.
There you go.
I don't know. I honestly can't come up with the guess for that. So I'm going to bow out. Sorry.
That's fine. I will. How about this? Since you're already bowed out, what if I were to tell you Top Gun? Does that ring any bells?
Oh, Maverick.
There you go.
No. Nope. I don't. I vaguely have heard that movie being associated with Mel Gibson. Never seen it. Didn't know it was a Western.
Mott, you want to give us the full title?
Yeah. Yeah. You're missing out. It's a great movie. Maverick and Morty.
And Jeremy?
Yeah. Maverick and Morty.
Fantastic. 3 points for Jeremy.
Damn it.
3 points for Mike. And Mr. Mike, your bonus. The Year of Maverick.
94.
That is correct. And the original release season one, Rick and Morty.
Yeah, this one's going to be tougher because I came to Rick and Morty pretty late. I think it was already season five when one of my coworkers started showing me some clips and I was like, okay, I need to see this. So I already knew about the things like the Pickle Rick and everything like that. I want to say Rick and Morty, it wasn't like an every year sort of thing. So I started watching season five, and I think that was 2019 timeframe, maybe around that, but it wasn't every year. I'm going to say it was probably around, I want to say it spread out pretty far. So I'm going to say 2012.
Oh, you're achingly close. It's 2013.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, they had a really weird release schedule. Like, it was one of those, is it renewed, is it not renewed? And then, like, there was a writer's issue and, right. like, some other stuff going on. And, like, they were fighting with, I think, Dan Harmon about it. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, there was, like, all this drama surrounding this show. And, like, it was put off for, it was, like, 3 years between season two and three or something yeah. like that.
Yeah, I definitely remembered it being a really weird release schedule.
But that puts Chris and Mike tied for second place at 27. Jeremy maintains his lead at 32.
Well, God damn.
But Mike gets to tell me where we're going.
Well, we'll come full circle. We'll go back to movies and then mix it back up a little bit.
Will do. And I will say we are playing the first to 50.
Okay.
Don't make a sound or we'll be ripped asunder by murderous echolocating creatures that talk out of their butts and are searching for Shikaka, the Locked sacred in. Great white bat of the African Wachati tribe.
Sorry to interrupt you.
Jesus Christ. Until like I was like, I'm kind of lost. And then you got to the end. I'm like, oh, damn it.
Some of these are wacky. I should have pointed that out.
We did an entire PTE episode.
Yes, we did.
On this fucking movie.
Not we. I wasn't involved, but.
The hell was it called?
What a terrible, what the hell terrible movie.
You know what? I just want to
hold
take
on,
a moment.
Hold on. I think I.
No, I just need to apologize to our listeners because it is unfair that you do not get to see what we get to see. The way Chris agonizes over this.
That's beautiful. It's a beautiful movie.
It's a thing to behold. It really is.
My favorite was during the 250th episode when Chris chugged his beer, threw off his headset, and walked out of the room. And I'm like, nobody can see this.
I know. That was great.
I'm in.
All right. Everyone's locked in. Mott, why don't you tell us this stupid, stupid movie?
The only question for me is that the second one, as soon as you got to the butt talking thing, was which one? And then you had said Shikaka, and that locked it in for me. It's A Quiet Place, Ventura, When Nature Calls.
Jeremy.
Yeah. That's why I was waiting to the end there, because I'm like, I think I know. And then, like, yeah, A Quiet Place, Ventura, When Nature Calls.
And Chris.
What they said.
Yes, sir. 3 points all around. Oh, When Nature Calls.
I hope they just lived here. Water.
All right, so
Shikaka.
I love that the hint wouldn't have helped you at all, because the hint is classic rhino births man scene. All right, Mott, tell me the year for A Quiet Place.
Oh yeah, 2017.
I'm afraid you're a year off. It's 2018.
2018, okay.
That's a little bit my guess, so.
And Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls.
Yeah, see, this one I'm hung up on, too. Is it Ace Ventura was 94. We've kind of discussed that already. So was Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls. It was a pretty quick turnaround. But I think, I think it was literally the next year. I'm going to say 95.
You are correct. That is the correct answer. All right, one bonus point for Mike. That will put him all by his lonesome in second place. So we have Jeremy 35, Mike 31, Chris 30. And we move on. Mike, where are we going?
Let's go back to TV and movies. I'm going to slide over here and get another beer.
Hey there, PTE Network listeners. Do you like fantasy sports? Pouring over stats and trash-talking your league as you take home the trophy? Do you dislike fantasy sports? Have no idea what PPR is and prefer to keep it that way? No matter how you answered those questions, this podcast is just for you. On draft days, we play fantasy sports, just without the sports. Instead of drafting athletes, we draft anything. Fictional dogs? Sure. New metal bands? Absolutely. Breakfast cereal? Why not? Everything is up for grabs as we try to build the best fantasy teams possible. The best part? I made up a bunch of rules that allow us to score points, so someone gets to walk away the winner. Listen along as my guests and I have a few drinks and have a lot of fun building fantasy teams out of whatever we feel like. Starting this February, you can join me, your old pal Jeffy Donuts, every Wednesday for new episodes of Draft Days. That's D-R-A-U-G-H-T-D-A-Z-E. It's a pun. it's a beer pun.
This Quahogian family utilizes the brains of their British-sounding baby to elude grisly hook murder by a dude retaining info on your antics from the prior three-month warm season.
I could ask you to repeat that three times and still not know the answer.
Yeah, I would love a repeat on that, especially the second part.
That's fine. This Quahogian family utilizes the brains of their British-sounding baby to elude grisly hook murder by a dude retaining info on your antics from
locked prior... in.
Oh, that's a dead heat. From the prior three-month warm season.
Did someone else lock in the same time I did?
I did.
Yeah,
I didn't even hear you.
Instantaneous.
That's funny. I was so mad that I didn't pick up on it the first time.
It took me long enough to get the hint in there without saying it right now, because Chris is still figuring it out.
I am so mad I got to pop myself a beer. This is a beer from the, where is it from? It's from Sarajevo, actually. I picked up a pack of this. It's just the Sarajevsko Dark, but it is from Sarajevo.
Yeah, I'm going to need a reread of that, Mike. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're fine. This Quahogian family utilizes the brains of their British-sounding baby to elude grisly hook murder by a dude retaining info on your antics from the prior three-month warm season.
To elude grisly hook murder?
I should just tell you that as a horror movie aficionado, it is breaking my heart that you don't know this.
I'm flabbergasted, to be honest. I thought he was still going
to pay attention
to
the other part of that clue.
Yes.
I don't need your help. I need all of your help. Oh my God.
Chris, give us the answer. What are you waiting for?
Huh? No, that was brilliant, though. That was well done.
One more read, please.
Absolutely. I'm just going to read the last part because I think you know the first part. To elude. Elude grisly hook murder by a dude retaining info on your antics from the prior three-month warm season. A three-month season.
I got that. Thank you.
Okay.
Seasons are all 3 months, so that doesn't necessarily help him too much.
Do you need the first part again? I can do it.
I'm mad at myself now because it's one I obviously should know.
Yes.
Yeah, one more time. I'm sorry, guys. One more time on that first.
That's all good. I'm loving this. Are you kidding?
This Quahogian, so from Quahog, family utilizes the brains of their British-sounding baby. Remember, it is a TV show.
Mike is dying.
It was the way Turner looked at him when he was reading that part. He's just like... He's like, they're British-sounding baby as he stares deeply into Chris's soul.
That's what I figured. I was like, you forgot it's a TV show.
I did.
So we all the dead space that gets edited out.
Oh, yeah. So glad I volunteered.
Okay, give me the hint for the second one, then.
Sure.
I know, Mike. Calm down. I can see you roll your eyes.
I love you.
The opposite title of this movie is You Forgot What I Neglected to Do Next Winter.
I love their writing. I just want to say that.
Yeah, this is great.
Family Guy. Yeah. I know that part. Once I realized it was a TV show.
Yes, you know. Family, you sure do know. Chris, your horror movie card is revoked.
I don't have it. I'm sorry. I don't have the last one.
Okay, that's fine. Wow.
So
what we're going to do, since you and Jeremy are incidental, is I'm pretty sure that you both know the answer. So what we'll do is I'll give the bonus opportunities to both of you. But okay. Guys, at the same time, if you'd like to tell Mr. Liguori what the answer is.
How, are we going to sync up on this?
I don't know. Yes. I guess
three, two, one, go.
Family Guy, I know what you did last summer.
God,
the man has a hook, Chris. It's a 3 month season.
I literally said, "What are you waiting for, huh?" as I said to you.
Here's where my
and granted, I look nothing like Jennifer Love Hewitt, but come on.
I thought the hook and the avoid the murder part was somehow tied back to Family Guy because I've never seen it, and I didn't know if maybe like Stewie was keeping his in one. Stewie was keeping a murderer away from them. I didn't know. I did not think of that being related to the horror movie, even though it obviously freaking is.
I think they have done a Family Guy parody, actually, if I know what you're doing. Bonus tips. Family Guy, first season debut.
Yeah, I can lock in.
I'm going to lock in. I kind of got narrowed down to a couple, but.
Mott, go ahead and go first.
Yeah, this is a weird thing for me because I distinctly remember where I was when I watched it. And it was in a house that we only lived in for a year, and it was after the Super Bowl. So I know which of those 2 years it was. So it was 99.
Jeremy.
Oh, okay. My guess was 2001. So
Mr. Mod is correct. It is 99. And I know what you did last summer.
I think I can lock in.
Yeah, I can lock in on this one too.
All right. Jeremy, you go first.
I think it was 97.
Mop.
I also locked in 97.
97 is the correct answer. All right, so it takes Mott to 36, Jeremy to 39. All right.
I'm sorry, Chris.
How the hell was Stewie keeping some weird hooked guy from murdering his entire family? I can't figure that part out.
That was brutal. Well, gentlemen, what I am going to do here, since both of you tied on instantaneous, is I'm going to let Chris decide where we're going.
Ha! There we go.
Well, Ben, I just got lost on TV movie. We're going to go back to movie, so I can't get lost.
I had a feeling you might say that.
Indeed.
I think we didn't do like song a movie or something like that. That can get really fun.
Mm. Maybe I'll create some of those. Fantastic. Okay. A motley crew of seemingly discarded appliances are on an adventure to find their master whilst outrunning the T-1000.
Locked in.
Oh my God. Locked in. I knew the first one. I'm like, how does that fit with the second one? And then I figured it out.
Fantastic.
I'm not sure I know the first one. Can you repeat it, please?
I sure can. A motley crew of seemingly discarded appliances are on an adventure to find their master.
Oh, for fuck's sake. God damn it. I'm locked in.
Fantastic. Chris was the first to lock in. Tell me what we got.
The Brave Little Toast Terminator.
Jeremy, tell me what we got.
The Brave Little Toast Terminator 2. Judgment Day.
Mott, tell me what we got.
That was what got me hung up so long. I'm in T2 land, and I'm trying to figure out how to connect Brave Little Toaster to T2, and wondering if I'm thinking of another movie. But yeah, I finally figured out. It's not T2, it's Terminator 2. So Brave Little Toast Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Clue in there somewhere.
Yep, the T-1000.
Was that not what he was called in the first one?
He was the T-800 in Terminator.
Ah! And this is what I get from all that time, that damn 80s movie bracket. I know the year on both of them, too. That's what's pissing me off.
Uh-huh.
But since Jeremy was not the first to lock in, we cannot award bonus points. Although, if you would like to play for fun, the Brave Little Toaster, anyone know?
86.
87.
Yeah. Oh!
Believe it or not, I had never actually seen it, so I avoided that childhood trauma among the many others I did not avoid.
Between that and Land Before Time, my childhood was gone.
Yeah, no, like Land Before Time, and yeah, Brave Little Toast, yeah, that's just wreck you. And then I think it's like third or fourth grade, you do like Where the Red Fern Grows.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Never saw that one either.
Read the book and then saw the movie, got wrecked twice.
Yep, yeah, it was a double whammy.
Now, see, I'm a little older. I got destroyed by traumatized in a different way by things like Return to Oz.
Oh, right. that's a whole different way of being traumatized.
Right, exactly.
Wait, and then, we're not going to talk about Never Ending Story, right?
Oh, jeez. Falcor! Oh,
and then Terminator Turner, I think, is 84.
No, it's 91. Terminator 2, we're talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
Artax,
I know. Yeah. I know, anytime someone throws a fit about like exposing kids to something in a modern movie these days, I'm like sitting here going, we literally watched a horse die of fucking sadness.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
I'm gonna be fucking you up.
You're afraid your kid might see a boob or something slipping in.
Oh, oh yeah, God, I know.
We just all the death when we were kids, like, you know.
Oh yeah. The '80s did not fuck around. They're like, how can we sell new toys to these children? I know, in the Transformers movie, let's kill off all the old ones. What a great idea.
I mean, they tried to do it in Toy Story 3 until they changed their mind. All right. But since Jeremy did answer correctly, the first person to do so, I will let him pick where we're going.
Let's do another video game.
Amen. Got to do it. They haven't been as bad as I feared.
I almost said TV. I'm like, God, you know, like, these are fun. Nobody else is choosing video games. I'm a nerd.
Okay. Birthed from the pages of Mad Magazine, everything is black and white with two agents engaged in violent espionage while on a school trip in London where they woo MJ and battle Mysterio.
Locked in.
Jeremy's locked in.
Locked in.
Chris is in.
I'm going to need the first part of that again, please.
Sure. Birthed from the pages of Mad Magazine, everything is black and white with two agents engaged in violent espionage. I played this game. It was a piece of shit.
I don't know if it is. I don't know if it is a game. I know it's something else.
Oh, yeah. It's a shitty game.
Hmm. I mean, I know it's something spy because that leads into the second one. But I don't know that I know the game. I'll take the hint.
Okay. Hint is characters look like plague doctor masks.
Yeah. I don't know if this is just a video game blind spot for me or if I'm going to be, oh, shit, as soon as I know it. But right. It's not coming to me. I know the second part is the Spider-Man 2 from the MCU, but I don't know the first part, so I'm going to pass.
All right. Jeremy, what we got?
Spy versus Spider-Man Far From Home.
Chris?
Spy versus Spider-Man Far From Home.
Correct. Very good. Yes, it's Spy versus Spy is the Mad Magazine. I believe the game was, God, it was like 89 or 90, and it's literally like a split screen where you're like trying to put bombs in between various rooms to like trip up your opponent when he gets into it. It's terrible and confusing.
Okay. It's not ringing any bell. When you say the name, the name rings a bell, but I don't think I ever played it.
It's terrible. All right. But Jeremy, bonus opportunities can almost get you to 50. Not quite. Spy versus Spy. What year? And actually, we're not looking for the video game. We're looking for the first time they appeared in Mad Magazine.
Oh, ooh. Wow.
I know it's like the late 50s, early 60s. I'll say... Let's just say 1960.
I cannot back that up because I don't have the research in front of me, but this card says 1984.
Oh.
I didn't think Mad Magazine dated back quite that far.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Well, I thought it did. Maybe. Okay.
Yeah, you might be right. I just didn't think it did.
Spider-Man Far From Home. What year?
Oh, that one, at least I know. I think it's 2019.
That is correct.
Yep.
All right, so one bonus point awarded. All right, Jeremy is sitting at 46, Mike 39, Chris 33. Some work to be done to catch up, but that is okay. All right, Jeremy, where would you like to go?
All right, I'm gonna pull the trigger. Let's do TV.
Again, if you get the three here and the bonus point, you will win. Benson and Stabler investigate a sex crime perpetrated by two bookstore entrepreneurs who professionally loathe each other while unknowingly caught up in an adorable email-centric romantic tryst together. Jeremy's Chris are locked in.
I'm going to need to know the first part again. It doesn't, sure. It's not ringing a bell.
Benson and Stabler investigate a sex crime perpetrated by...
That's very clever.
You say Benson and...
Benson and Stabler.
Okay. That's not tickling anything for me. I know that's the I know that's the TV one because I know the second part. So, this might just be a show I missed. But go ahead and give me the hint.
Sure. Ice-T and Richard Belzer are also on the case.
Oh, fuck's sake! Law and Order SV, You've Got Mail. Damn it,
Jeremy.
Law and Order SV, You've Got Mail.
Chris.
Law and Order SV, You've Got Mail.
All right. Well done. moves Chris to 36, Jeremy to 49. So we've got an all-important bonus question here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jeremy, for the win, Law & Order SVU, first season.
It was late 90s. I just... Well, I know, I'm pretty sure I know when the movie came out, so I'm gonna say 98.
I'm afraid you're a year off. It's 1999, but for the win, you've got Mayo.
98.
That was 98.
Yep.
That is the correct answer.
Like, I know the movie. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. I mean, SVU's been on for what, 25, 26 seasons now?
24 if it started in 99, yeah.
Wow. Excellent.
That's crazy.
Excellent game, gentlemen. Good well game. Played. Congratulations.
That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that.
That was fun. That was fun.
Yeah, that was a blast.
And I,
yeah, those guys did a great job putting that together.
Indeed. I don't know if the Kickstarter is still, well, obviously the Kickstarter is not still available, but I don't know if it's available on their website. But if anyone's interested, go and check out Valley Folk on YouTube. They may have a link to the description, so maybe you can purchase the game at home. But if any of our listeners out there had a great time with this, we would encourage some positive feedback. This is the first time we're trying this out. I have many, many, many more questions. We would love to do another game sometime. So please let us know if you enjoyed this.
100%, Turner. Thank you for volunteering to come on and host. I had a blast, even though I apparently have my horror movie nerd card revoked.
That gave me one of my favorite moments of the month. So
the best part was the opposite is you forgot what you did last winter or whatever like that.
That was amazing. Yeah.
Oh, good times.
Wait. Man, do we have our new Kubrick Hitchcock for the next 250 episodes? No, we do not. Don't worry. No. It's not, it wasn't that bad, but still.
No, we don't. But that was fun. Jeremy, congratulations, my friend. I'm regretting adding you to the recording tonight.
Well done.
Well done, sir. Well done. Turner, great job hosting, my friend. Listen, if you enjoy the antics that we bring you on a regular basis and you want to support us financially, patreon.com/PTEBB is your home to do that. Bonus content dropping throughout the month, not just for the Pub Trivia Experience, but Boozy Bracketology as well. If you're one that likes movies and you want to hear us argue about 80s movies over on the Boozy Bracketology podcast, all four of us and so many more voices that you're familiar with are over there arguing it out. I'll throw some names out there at you. Natalie, our listener from Down Under. Brian Nash, Scott Brill, Brittany Shaw. No, Brittany Shaw.
No. Brittany does not make an appearance.
Love you, Brittany.
Leah, Marissa.
Brittany's boyfriend does make an appearance.
Aaron does. Steven, all those voices you've heard in the past. Like 4 years? Has this show been going on for 4 years?
Yes, because it dates back to COVID. So yes.
So all the voices you've heard over the last 4 years that hopefully you've come to know and love, they're all going to make appearances on this mega bracket. So come on over, give us a listen over on Boozy Bracketology. Check the show notes for how to, honestly, for our links to everything. They're going to be in the show notes. But for the Pub Trivia Experience, I have been Chris.
I've been Jeremy.
I've been Mike. Mott.
And I've been Mike Turner, your host.
And we will see you next week with a new episode. Until then, have a good one.